And 3, 2, 1. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. The Trump administration promised to shake things up in Washington, and shaking up might be an understatement for what's happening. It's been hard to keep up with the sheer pace of changes, but the gutting of USAID is our headline. Just weeks ago, USAID was the world's largest foreign aid donor, running programs in over 130 countries and employing more than 10,000 people. And now, most of its employees have been terminated or put on administrative leave, and critical contracts providing food, healthcare, and disaster relief have been suspended. But it's not just about the budget cuts. Foreign aid is ground zero for the administration's broader push to downsize government. And sure, cutting spending might sound good on paper, but the real-world impact? Millions of people globally rely on this aid for survival. Tens of thousands of U.S.-based employees and contractors are now facing job loss. And let's not forget the broad policy implications. U.S. influence abroad. America's foreign aid programs have long been a cornerstone of diplomacy. Now, that footprint may never look the same. Even if the funding eventually comes back, the expertise, the people who knew how to run these programs, they're gone. And you just can't flip the switch and replace them. Of course, the political fallout has been immediate. Democrats are calling this a disaster. That's not a surprise. But what's really interesting, even some Republicans are pushing back. We're hearing concerns, both publicly and behind closed doors, that slashing aid like this could weaken America's national security strategy and global standing. Over the next few months, we'll watch federal courts weigh in on whether the president even has the authority to make these extreme cuts, and it's well going to end up before the Supreme Court. Now, beyond the doom and gloom, here's a bit of sliver of positive news. A new study released by the Brookings Institute looked at how Americans feel about foreign aid. Turns out, more than half of respondents think funding should stay about the same. That's a big deal because, let's be pretty honest, foreign aid is not exactly top of the mind for most Americans. A lot of people think we spend way too much more than we actually do. But when you know the facts, when you show them the facts, opinions tend to change. So let's clear up some of these basic misconceptions. First, foreign aid is a tiny fraction of our national security budget. Many Americans think the spending is over 25% and would be happy with a spending of 10%. And of course, as we know, the foreign assistance budget is less than 1% of the total federal budget. Second, federal assistance funding does not go to foreign governments. It's distributed through vetted contractors, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations. All meet strict U.S. legal and financial standards. Third, foreign aid saves lives, period. Whether it's disaster relief, vaccines, or food security, this is money that makes a real difference. And finally, helping other countries helps the United States. Building up health systems, training future leaders, and supporting agriculture abroad actually strengthens America's global image and influence. Now, one of the strongest warnings we've heard about these cuts comes from Ghana's president, John Dramani Mahama. He provides a pretty stark message to the United States. As bridges are burning, new bridges are being formed. There are many other partners. The U.S. is not our only one. We will continue to cooperate with other countries. So let's be real. We all know which country is waiting to fill that vacuum. China. This isn't just about aid. It's about who gets to shape the future, who gets to be the partner of choice for emerging economies. And if the United States steps back, someone else is going to step in. So where does this all go to? That's the big question. We're going to be watching the legal battles, the budget fights in Congress, and how this plays out on the world stage. But one thing's for sure, this isn't just another bureaucratic shakeup. This is a major shift on how America engages with the world. I look forward to speaking with you next month.